What makes your Thanksgiving unique? I feel like every family has traditions and things they do that you think are completely normal until you get older and you realize, no, we're the only ones that do that. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, my son, he made it known to my wife that he wanted deviled eggs at every holiday. And so now we have deviled eggs at the Thanksgiving table. And I think a lot of people think that that's weird when they show up.
I feel like it's just an excuse for your son to be like, I like when mom makes deviled eggs.
Yeah,
so
no,
I mean, make her make them.
And listen, I mean, he can do whatever he wants, right? He can ask for that thing, but it just feels distinctly summer to me. It feels like Memorial Day. It feels like, you know, July 4th or Labor Day. I like them, so I eat them. Mm. But when people walk in, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, I'm sure that we all have similar things in our house. And it's funny that Raven should bring up the food thing, because the one thing we eat that I didn't realize that all other families don't do it either, is we have tortellini soup at the start of our meal. For as long as I can remember, we always have chicken tortellini soup. Huh. And I didn't know until I was older that that's not an American tradition that everybody does. Like, that's not a normal appetizer that people have on the table.
I'm trying to think of any holiday where typically a soup is required for me. Like, a wedding or a function or something like that. Yeah, there could be a soup, but typically no holidays do we serve soup.
In my family, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
All right.
My aunt has to make me chilies relenos for Thanksgiving.
What is that?
It's a chili pepper dish.
Yeah?
It's got eggs and cheese, and it's fantastic.
Mm. But Justin,
it doesn't go with...
How did that start? Right.
I don't know. She made them one year, ages ago.
And you were like, this is good.
And I killed the entire tray myself.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's just a must.
But it's Cinco de Mayo. It's not Thanksgiving.
I know.
Chili Rellenos. Yeah, no, I don't know.
He says it better.
All right.
I mean, but he's been trained to tell everybody that he loves them because he's been eating it for the last 25 years now, ever since he said yum.
At least, yes. Since I was 3 years old.
Wow.
It's funny how all our traditions that are weird have to do with food. Julie, how about you?
Well, mine's food, but we don't actually eat the food that this involves. So we take cinnamon, and we take applesauce, and we make a dough. And then you make little cutouts of little ornaments. And then it sits for a while, and it sets, and then you can put them on your tree in the Christmas time.
Wait a minute. You guys are making ornaments?
Yeah.
Out of applesauce?
That is the cutest American thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's like a Norman Rockwell mug. It's been painted on it, right?
Oh, my gosh.
That's lovely. It sounds like
good.
A scene.
It's adorable. There's no loss in it.
Do you immediately... It's making the world a better place.
Kind of.
Do you immediately feel like Julie's family is just better than the rest of us?
I know.
Right? They're better people.
But here's the thing. My parents, Julie, I don't know. Julie and Justin are new to the show.
It does no harm, or what?
It has no loss.
Like, so I was always jealous of my American friends growing up, because my parents grew up in Italy, so like they were rough around the edges, you know? So whenever I hear things like that, I'm so jealous of Americans. You made ornaments?
There's no loss, Anna. There's no loss.
My mom would be like, oh, we have some extra time on Thanksgiving. Let's all go clean our rooms. Like, that would be her idea of a good time, you know?
Terrible.
So funny how families are so different, right? What's the Thanksgiving tradition that you do with your family at your day, but you found out, oh, wait, nobody else does this. It's just us. On our social media at Anna and Raven, this one's on our Facebook page, we watch Poltergeist in the morning instead of the Macy's Day Parade.
That's great. I love that.
But why? And how did that tradition start? Right?
That is a little bit strange. I just started watching. I just saw the remake here. I'm trying to think. Is it Thanksgiving Day in the movie when it starts? I don't think so. It's just a summer day when they're moving in, I think.
No idea.
Wow, that's pretty wild. I don't know how that tradition comes about.
Lucille put on our text line.
Great movie, though, by the way.
We always go for a hike after eating. We usually go for a walk, too.
Yeah. I love it to go for a walk with the family. It's nice. But whenever it's said out loud, that first moment, I'm like, oh!
Right, you never want to do it.
Because I'm laying on the couch at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm just, totally full at that point. I don't want to do it. And somebody else is also more resistant, and I don't want to drag the family along.
You know what the funny part is? Is that when my mom would make us go for walks as a kid, I hated it. Like,
yes.
On the holidays. And she'd be like, let's go for a walk after we just ate.
And now you're grown.
And now when I say it to my kids and they're all like, no.
You
love
it.
Why? Why not? It's so lovely.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Lauren, how about you? What's your Thanksgiving tradition that's not so traditional to everybody else?
So our Thanksgiving has turned a little different since my grandpa passed away. We have a really nice urn for him. And my mom just takes it upon herself now for the last 4 years to set a placemat for him and put his little urn at the head of the table. And she sets him up with a glass of scotch. And we all just, like, say a prayer and say hi to Grandpa. And we have him sit there. And it's a pretty, pretty dismal Thanksgiving, but also, like, remember him. And then someone drinks a scotch at the end of the dinner.
Someone drinks a scotch?
That's, well, I guess
that
makes sense.
We didn't do that.
You can't eat Santa's cookies.
Usually they take sneakers.
I think it's kind of cheery in some ways, too, right?
It's nice.
I mean, obviously, you know that the person, you know, they'd be there if they could. So here they are right along with you. You know.
He would, yeah, he would. Still don't know how I feel about it, but it has definitely become a tradition.
Yeah.
Funny, Lauren, I don't know how I feel about it either. Like, when you said it, I'm like, it's a beautiful tribute, and it's nice. But I'm like, I don't know.
Hanging over you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every holiday right there.
I don't know.
We don't get leg room because Grandpa's still taking up the entire end of the table.
Unless that urn's got legs, I think you're all right.
I mean,
it's got a booster.
Now that gets odd. What if somebody just, if somebody walked into it?
Thomas, what makes your Thanksgiving different?
Every Thanksgiving for breakfast, we have pie for breakfast. I don't know who started that tradition in our family, but it's been going on since I've been alive.
I love that. Why not start with dessert? It's because you're always so stuffed by the time you get to the dessert.
I mean, he's talking about breakfast. He's talking about pie for breakfast.
Yes.
So, okay. I mean, listen, anything that there's going to be a massive amount of, I'm good for that day and every day after. Because once it's a leftover, I no longer can find myself to the different time periods of day that something would be available anyway. So I have dessert all the time first when it's leftovers.
When I was growing up, we used to have chocolate cake for breakfast all the time. And it wasn't until I got older at school that I realized that a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, it's not normal.
Right. It probably contributes to the cholesterol issues and weight issues that I had as a child. But you know what? I never complained because I always liked it.
Who was serving it to you?
My mother.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a different time then. It was much, much different time.
Yeah. Chocolate's healing properties were still being touted at that point, I guess, right?
Turns out not everybody's Thanksgiving traditions are the same. It's so funny. Sometimes you do something every year with your family. You think it's completely normal. Then you realize, no, wait. Just us around here doing that.
Yeah, mine feels pretty run-of-the-mill, actually. You know, there's football on the television. There's food all over throughout the house. And I'm in the driveway frying the turkey. So I miss a lot of that early stuff. But people are watching horror films. People are eating weird stuff. The only thing that's a little bit odd on our table is my son demands deviled eggs at every holiday now, even at Christmas.
We have tortellini soup, chicken tortellini soup, as our appetizer, like the first thing we eat. And I thought that was completely normal. And everybody else in America did that, too. Turns out they don't.
No, never heard of that.
Yeah. Tara, how about you? What makes your Thanksgiving maybe not so traditional?
Well, we actually, after Thanksgiving dinner, we all do a secret Santa for all the adults. Everyone picks their secret Santa for Christmas.
Oh, okay. So that's when you distribute who it is that they're going to be buying for, basically.
I like that.
Yeah, because we only have a couple kids and there's too many adults. So after dinner, all the adults sit around and drink and pick out their secret Santa.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It's like the official kickoff to the holiday season. I love that.
We used to do that with one gift, too. We would play the oven mitt game. So we would, like, you know, you all put on oven mitts and then there's a set of dice and there's a gift that you throw on the table and somebody starts to try and open it. The other person is rolling the dice. If they roll doubles, they have to pass. But if they get it open before somebody rolls doubles, they get to keep the gift. And they're always terrible gifts.
Yeah, they usually are. And not for nothing, but we do deviled eggs at our house too.
Look at that.
See, look.
See that? My kid ain't crazy.
Yeah, your tradition is not really that weird.
He's not crazy, and I usually end up eating most of them. So
same.
I feel it.
Same.
Catherine, how about you? What makes your Thanksgiving different?
Well, my parents host Thanksgiving, and I always go over to try to help, but my mom is always very stressed. They host a lot of people, and no matter what I do, it's wrong. And so my dad and I have this habit of every year we have to go to the store because we absolutely forgot something so important we can't possibly be in the house anymore. And we kill time at the store for a good 2 hours by just getting in everybody's way. Like anybody who looks stressed trying to get their cranberry sauce, we very slowly ponder the cranberry sauce. I mean, we just, which is a horrible thing to do, but we find it very, very fun.
Yeah, I want to be gentle here. I want to be kind, Anna, but I hate you.
Right. No, I don't know.
You're terrible people. Seriously?
Not, okay.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
My more concern is that if I was mom at home, I'd be like, where are they?
Yeah.
I got to serve this food that I've been making for 7 days now.
You
want to
blow off your mom? That's one thing. You want to ruin my day, a stranger's day, too? That's something else. That's evil.
That's crazy.
I mean, we think my mom is grateful for it because she has never once, I mean, we've been doing this for like a decade. She's never once been like, where were you? Why were you gone so long? Like, she's always just like, oh, good, you're back. But she never is. Like, I think she's just as glad that we're gone as we are to be gone. Now, the horrible things we do at the store, those are horrible. We recognize they're horrible, but my mom definitely benefits from us being away.
You know who knows right when you arrive? The grocery store manager.
Mm.
That's who knows. Yeah. He's like, oh, there's those sickos again.
I can't stand when they disappear. So my dad has a sports car, and it only comes out on the special occasions.
Right, so then he takes somebody for a ride.
Everybody's
right?
got to go for a ride, so they got to take turns.
Brilliant.
It's Paul, my husband, my brother-in-law.
Right, it's only two-seater. It's not like he's putting kids in the back of
it. Oh, yeah, no, not the kids. It's just the guys. And they go, and then I remember last Easter, they were gone forever. And I got worried something happened. Nobody was answering their phones.
Car.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually a brilliant move on your dad's part.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
Every holiday, that's what it brings. I mean, where do you even put the presents in that thing? You can't fit the presents on the way over.
No.
That's funny.